This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're going to talk about vaccines this morning in your health. We're going to look at the shot schedule for kids who may now get 24 shots before the age of 2.
But first, we go to vaccines that are not just for kids. A new report finds that many adults over 65 who should be immunized against pneumonia are not. NPR's Patty Naiman takes a look at how vaccines work and how they can be made more effective in older people.
It's not just getting older adults immunized that's a challenge. When they do get their shots, they're not as fully protected as younger people. To see why, it's helpful to understand just how the immune system of a younger adult responds to a vaccine. What they're getting is a shot made up of little pieces of the germ, the invader, that causes the disease.
And pieces of bacteria are foreign and pieces of viruses are foreign.
So then, says Dr. Stefan Gravenstein of Brown University, your immune system goes into action when it gets a vaccine.
The body then sends cells to that site, recognizing that this is something foreign.
But is it friend or foe? Gravenstein says these immune system cells know just how to figure that out, and then they start to fight back. The first thing they need? More troops.
They develop a way to make copies of themselves that can also recognize that same foreign thing. And they make lots of copies and then get spread throughout the body. So now you have a refined surveillance system for the whole body.
Like microscopic spies searching the bloodstream for enemies, some of these spying cells also begin to make antibodies, which are like little flags that literally attach themselves to the foreign invader, alerting the rest of the immune system to their exact location. And that's when the killer cells go into action. Some of them work like this.
When they get close to that virus, they have things called perforins that perforate the surface of the virus, the membrane, that then allow it to leak out its contents.
Punching holes in the invading organism and bursting it apart. Other killer cells absorb the remains of the foreign invader and use their enzymes to chew it up. So a vaccine trains the immune system to build up a defense and be ready for battle against a real virus or bacteria. But somewhere between your 50s and 70s, your whole immune reaction, you could say, just sort of loses its pep. When confronted with a vaccine or a real germ, the immune system of an older person makes less of everything. Fewer spy cells, fewer antibodies, and fewer killer cells.
Now, it doesn't need to be that depressing because we can change the environment and these cells work much better.
Using workarounds that can sort of trick the older immune system into behaving like a young one. Gravenstein says scientists are investigating chemicals that can be added to vaccines to stimulate the immune system to produce more antibodies and more killer cells. And vaccines can be given in bigger doses. Infectious disease specialist Anne Falsey of the University of Rochester in New York headed a study of 4,000 people over 65. One-third got a standard flu vaccine. Two-thirds received a vaccine that was four times the usual dose.
The group who received the high-dose vaccine had a significantly better antibody response, about twice as good as the group who got the usual vaccine.
With minimal side effects.
A little bit more in the way of a sore arm, a little more redness, and a little more swelling. But generally, it was quite well tolerated.
The FDA recently approved a new high-dose flu vaccine for older Americans. And there's one final strategy to better protect older Americans, according to Dr. Ken Schmader, chief of geriatrics at Duke University Medical Center.
When children are immunized against things like influenza and pneumococcal disease, it appears to help protect older adults as well. As children have gotten the new pneumococcal conjugate vaccine, for instance, and that's been since the year 2000, serious pneumococcal infections have declined in older adults.
And Schmader says healthcare workers who are around older adults should also be vaccinated. That's a group who have resisted mandatory vaccinations in the past. Patty Naiman, NPR News.